Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It's Monday, June 19th, and we're excited to be here with you. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so glad to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format you can listen to anytime and anywhere. Man, Juneteenth. I don't know. I'm trying to get into this holiday. It still takes me by surprise a little bit, and understanding it, I'd love to get your thoughts on what Juneteenth, your attitude about Juneteenth. There's a mixed reviews out there, and you say, hey, it's a day off. I'm a government employee. I got a day off. There's something to celebrate just in that. Well, we're so glad to have you here with us. We're so thrilled to be able to be a part of the way you get information about what's going on this industry. It's crazy, crazy industry that we're in right now. These are interesting times for sure. Joining me on the podcast live today, we got Alan Pollock. He's joining in here and we'll be getting forward to his tech segment. But on your live with me, launching out is Mark Helm. Mark, good to have you here.
Glad to be here, David.
Appreciate you contributing each week, and especially your positive comments about this podcast. Like you and I say, there is so much we get out of this by just doing this, and there's so much value, and it's the thought leadership that comes from all the contributors and even those that are texting in while we're doing this. If you want to text me, do so, 512-632-2900, 512-632-2900. Love hearing from you. This last week, we're going to talk about our sponsors, and I just can't wait, because one of them I want to get right off into is Total Expert. This last week, I was in San Diego, Coronado, Lowe's Old Coronado, there on beautiful Coronado Island. Now, when you look at the brochures of San Diego, what do you see? The beautiful, the beautiful sunsets, the beautiful sunrise, I mean, all the beauty, that's what sunrise is, but just the sun. There was no sun. We lived in San Diego, and we had two mortgage companies there for a while. There's this thing called June gloom. I want to tell you, it's real. I had forgotten about it. Sometimes you move away, you start believing the literature there. I mean, it was 60 to 62 degrees, drizzling, gray. You know, they had part of the event outside. You don't want to be outside because it's a drizzly, damp thing. And now it clears up usually by 5. So if you're having your open evening reception outside, it was usually starting to clear up. We start seeing some breaks of the cloud, and the temps warmed up maybe to 70 degrees. But it was this event. So San Diego, Coronado Island wasn't exactly gorgeous. But what was amazing was the Total Expert Accelerate 23 conference. I'm telling you, folks, I go to a lot of conferences. I've had the privilege of attending and speaking at a lot of conferences. I attended and spoke at the Total Expert Conference. And I got to tell you, Joe Weldu and his team have put together one of the best conferences. I will say this conference, Accelerate 2023, and I was at Accelerate 2022. This one was one of the best conferences I've attended in a number of years, not months, years. And why is that? It's because of the thought leadership. We started right out. Joe gave a great opening speech talking about what they're doing. And then Sue Woodard, my dear, dear friend, Sue Woodard got up and she gave a speech. And, you know, Sue is Sue. She is just this amazing human being. We love Sue. But then you realize how smart, in addition to just being a great person, how smart she is. This talk she gave, presentation about the statistics and how we should be optimistic about the opportunities in the marketplace, how we can use the Total Expert tools to go after the marketplace. It was brilliant. I walked up to Sue afterwards and said, wow. I mean, I've always been a big fan of you, Sue, but there was so much content there, thought leadership, great, rich stuff. Be sure to write Sue, if you email her, text her, send her a LinkedIn message, and ask her for a copy of her slide deck. It was that good. There's some things. Now, you're not going to hear all the context around the slides, but you'll at least get an idea what it was there. Next year, do not miss Accelerate 2024. It's going to not be in a gray place like San Diego, which is typically gorgeous. I love going to San Diego, but it's going to be in Minneapolis. So we may be slapping some mosquitoes and listing some loons out on the lake, but it'll be a great conference because of the thought leadership that's there. So thank you to Total Expert for being a sponsor. We're as honored to be a part of them as they are being part of us. We really did it. Julian Hebron and I gave a presentation. I love Julian. In fact, we're adding Julian to the podcast. He's going to become one of the regulars. I'm going to do an interview with him, and then he's going to become a part of the regular podcast. And because of the content that he shared, his website, thebasispoints.com, check it out. What he publishes out there and the perspective, and it's a holistic approach looking at it. Now, Les Barker, we're going to hear from him in a minute. He gives a macro view of the markets, getting the geopolitical aspects of things, looking at the where things are going. Again, more of a macro, large view. Then we get into Matt Graham, who gets into more of a specific, here's what's on the calendar this week, what happened last week, what's going to go on this week. Julian brings that all together, and that's why we enjoyed our time on stage together when we were there. And we brought it for how should you be thinking about this industry right now? We just did an interview, or about to do and record a podcast coming up with David Hopper, who is the chairman of Leader One. And David's a golfer. And we talk about golf being a game of 6 inches. That's 6 inches between your ears. Mortgage lending has become much like that. I saw a post over the weekend where it showed this context. I don't know what it is, but basically – all these guys get out, and there's a bridge, I think it's somewhere in Australia, where they're hanging off this bridge way up above the water. And the whole thing is to see who can hold on the longest. That's what it feels like what's going on in the industry right now. Who can hold on the longest? And it's and one by one, you start seeing people falling off. And that's what's going on in the industry. It's who can hold on. So much of it, what allows people to hold on, is their thoughts. What's going on between their ears? What is your thought? What is the way you're reframing your mind, your mindset? Our friends over at Rewire do a great job on talking about mindset. And I think it's so important that we understand what and adjust our mindset for these kind of times. So anyway, Total Expert did a rockin' good job at their Accelerate 23 conference. Make sure it Accelerate 24. It will be as good. In fact, I think I can't imagine improve on what we had in San Diego at Accelerate 23, but they will, and it'll be phenomenal. So check out Total Expert. We thank you, Joe and company, for your sponsorship of the podcast. Also, Candor Technology, another amazing thing. You know, you look at leadership, you know, of these companies, and we had Ed Cornray on, and I got to tell you, what he said on his interview on May 26th was so good. And talking about the perspective of what's going on and how we're leveraging companies and technology like Candor. Of course, you know, Tom Showalter, I could sit and listen and interview Tom for hours on end. He's got so much content. And it's really this kind of brilliance that goes into a company like Candor, what goes into a company like Total Expert. So check out the interview we did with Ed on May 26th. Fresh, hot off the press still. Also, I say a special thank you to Finastra. Experience the power of the fully integrated approach to mortgage lending that simplifies the borrower experience is what they say in their tagline. Again, what I get excited about having companies like Finastra here, and specifically Finastra, is, again, thought leadership and the fact that they're number one. They're the number one fintech company in the world. I look at this and I go, what is going on? What makes great companies great? Finastra. Get to know them. You'll find out why they're so great. Then also my good friend talking to David over at Simple Nexus. And then, of course, we have so many friends over at Simple Nexus. But, I mean, another market leader, what they're doing in the market. They have both great tech. I mean, their parent company, Encino, has got great banking technology. And then they bought Simple Nexus, and it's an integrated platform from end to end. It works more. It works really well for banks and credit unions. It works as well, especially the Simple Nexus part of it works as well when it comes to the mortgage lending process. Check it out. If you want to look at a system that will truly empower your loan officers and create great connection all the way through, Simple Nexus is a must-have tool. Again, Listen to the interview we did with Andrea Lightfoot, March 8th. Then there's also Mortgage Bankers Association of America. So grateful for our trade association, who's a sponsor, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. These two do a great job with their intelligence on getting us to see who is out there that we should be recruiting into and talking to, whether it be a realtor or whether it be a loan originator. Also, Knowledge Group, a great learning management system, as well as Mobility MMI and Modex. I love these guys. What they do is, again, coming to intelligence about who to recruit. Again, Lenders One and Mortgage Collaborative, they are co-ops, and that's what gives us the ability to interact closely with each other. So anyway, Mortgage Advisory Tools, another sponsor. Great to have them. So pleased to have all of our sponsors interested in being a sponsor. Get a hold of us. Look forward to having you. On as a sponsor. Again, we select our sponsors. We have many people that want to knock on our door to be a sponsor, but we are very careful in who we select. This week, we'll be releasing June 21st, the podcast with Dean Harrington of Shamrock Mortgage, and Messaging Matters. And you want to talk, you want to listen to the interview and the talk I did with Dean. I recently met Dean, and I could see why he is so successful up in the Northeast. He's got such a great heart. And again, talk about selecting the right people to work at your company. Dean's going to be talking about that. Messaging Matters. As well as, again, I want to say a special thank you to Adam DeSantis from the NBA, Les Parker, Matt Graham, David Kittle, Alice Alvey, Alan Pollock, and, of course, my co-host, Mark Helm, who's here with us right now. For now, let's get over to Adam DeSantis with the NBA Mortgage Minute. And appreciate you, Adam, providing us an update. What you got?
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, Ginnie Mae announced that they will expand the use of electronic signatures in conjunction with remote online notarization to include power of attorney mortgage documents. All Ginnie Mae issuers can now use RON to execute POA documents when necessary to securitize through Ginnie Mae's single-family government-insured or guaranteed loans on paper mortgages. Ginnie Mae hopes that this expanded program will benefit service members and others who cannot execute loan documents in person through the traditional process. Also last week, the CFPB published a blog post identifying the need to simplify and streamline their mortgage servicing rules. The blog post follows MBA recent petition for the Bureau to engage in rulemaking on the Regulation X early intervention requirements and loss mitigation procedures. In our letter, MBA recommended that the Bureau amend early intervention requirements, create a clear standard describing when a borrower has submitted a loss mitigation application, and ensure mortgage servicers can timely assist distressed borrowers in any market condition. MBA will continue to monitor proposals from the Bureau and will keep members informed about any updates. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Good job, Adam. Appreciate you submitting that. Mark, I want to get your thoughts on Ginnie Mae. There's a lot of changes going on with Ginnie Mae. Some subtle, some not so subtle. It's a challenge getting approved by Ginnie Mae. But that, any thoughts on what you just heard from Adam about what they're changing at Ginnie Mae?
Yeah, I think any time that Ginnie Mae can streamline a process and make it easier for a lender, it's going to be a positive thing out there. Unfortunately, changes out of Ginnie Mae come kind of slow, and it's because of the organization and how it's established, et cetera, and the things it has to do for approval. And because of that, we don't get a lot of changes coming out, and we need to have some things happening. We are having some things happening in the reverse mortgage industry right now about tail securities and warehouse lines and other things that are being directly driven by the processes that Ginnie Mae has that allow somebody to get caught in tandem when they have financed loans or on a warehouse basis and whatnot. They could actually could walk from them, even though they got a security on it. They're not protected on that. So Ginnie Mae needs to fix that part, and I hope people are paying attention to it right now and working on a fix for that, because you can't have people lending money to mortgage bankers to be successful when they think their money's at risk by a third party, when there's no reason it can't be completely executed and closed out for that period of money and time that they have it. So I'm a little concerned about that. But I salute Ginnie Mae for the changes they made, and I hope we see a lot more changes come out. And there has been some changes in leadership there, and maybe we will.
Maybe we will. I mean, we, you and I have been frustrated with Jenny Mae, especially when it comes to the, what it takes to get approved there. There's been a lot of changes that that we have not been able to find out where they were published. And so, which means if you can't find a mark, I'm not sure if they have published it. But anyway, and you find out through trial and error, which is a horrible way. So, again, there's a lot going on in D.C., but yeah, I applaud any changes Jenny Mae is making. It's, well, it's like watching an ice cream move.
David, I got a lot of good friends at Jenny Mae, and I don't want to be, I don't want to make it sound critical, but sometimes organizations go through what I call analysis paralysis. And I think that you can look at stuff so close and focus on things so much that you don't see the end product as being a positive thing for you at all. And I'm going to give you a good example on this. Jenny Mae wanted to make sure that all the lenders out there had appropriate servicing expertise to monitor their portfolio if it's being subserviced by someone else. Well, you know, I've got 46 years in this industry, and I know servicing as well as anybody out there. And if I go through a list and on the resumes and org charts and I think people are qualified and I would hire those people to qualify to oversee my servicing, why is that not good enough for Jenny Mae? And so, you know, you have people that have to review the application that are a contractor, and they review it, and it comes back to Jenny Mae for review. And Jenny Mae looks at it and makes decisions. And I think this thing of trying to document and make sure people have a couple of years' experience of servicing loans and all that is a little bit tough, because people try to get into the servicing business and they don't necessarily have that 2 years' experience, but they hire people that do have that experience. And those people come from a varied number of companies, and with them bring multiple experiences that most people in a single work environment would never experience in their career. So it makes the people that are looking over the portfolio better than the homegrown people in 2 years of a cycle in a company. So that's my frustration. So I wish that Jenny Mae had the advisory board they used to have a couple decades ago, so leaders from the industry could sit down with them and share what our frustrations are with how things are being done, and help Jenny Mae make it better. Because Jenny Mae is a wonderful organization providing benefits to the FHA and VA loans so that they can be securitized. And we want that to continue to flourish out there, but it's not going to flourish if we continue to run in roadblocks, stopping people that are more than adequate to be issuers of securities from being issuers of securities. And that's my major concern.
Good concern. Well articulated. Yes. Well, I know Jenny Mae listens to the podcast, so hopefully we can just encourage him. We want to support him, but I mean, one of the things that's got to get better communicated some of the what it takes to get approved and what is in the box and what's out of the box. That's got to change. It's got to be an early improvement. But we do sympathize with what they are dealing with, and grateful for the partnership we do have with them. All right, let's get over to our good friends, Les Parker, good friend Les Parker, with today's TM Spotlight and his music parody. I always like what Les is coming up with. It seems so fitting. So he and Gary Canterbone team up for this segment. Let's hear what Les and Gary have to say.
TM Spotlight Soundbite is brought to you by Power Seller, making hedging easy.
What's your frequency? Powell is your sensitive June call.
China's failure to meet the market's growth expectations and its return to exporting deflation affirms the Fed's pause. How much more will the Fed increase? How frequently? With the ECB lagging, will the dollar keep its fragile edge? Will mortgages join gold and oil's view of a recession ahead? Where will the next liquidity crisis appear? Traders fight the static to wear violent green or furious red, but end up in muddied yellow. Bonds never understood the frequency Jason. These views are mine. Understand the frequency at tmspotlight.com.
Well, waiting for all that music disappear. There we go. All right. Les Parker's news, TM Spotlight newsletter. You can download it, get it for the paid version for free if you put in the code POWER for Power Seller. Anyway, I didn't recognize that song. Did you recognize that, Mark? I didn't. I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
I didn't even recognize some of the words. He was speaking so fast in there. But so if you want a written translation, I'm sure it was good. but it is not understood by me. So we need to get a transcript of that. Les, good job. We love the content. I love the music parodies, and what you do is just amazing. And even though, especially how Gary mixes it up and sends it over, it's really professionally done. Thank you. Appreciate it. But we could, you could use a transcript on this one. More importantly, you can get a transcript by signing up. Again, sign up for TM Spotlight at go to tmspotlight.com. And you can email Les at lesparker@tmspotlight.com. Anyway, lots of good information there. Matt Graham is not here because he's celebrating Juneteenth. Again, I'll give him a bad time about that. But, you know, he lives up in Portland, so he's really good at observing these kind of holidays. Anyway, Matt Graham, appreciate you. We've got a great website, mbslive.net. Check it out. Be sure to sign up for that. Again, you will put in the LOL, put in the code where it asks for code, put in LOL for Lickin' on Lending. You'll get an extended trial period, and it will not require a credit card. So good stuff. Sign up for it. And, well, Alice Albee could not make it. She's celebrating Juneteenth Day, but we do have a recorded segment from her. So let's get over to Alice Albee and what she has for us today on the legislative update.
Hi, Dave. Hello, everyone. Today is Juneteenth, and in honor of Juneteenth, you will find on the LOL webpage a link to Freddie Mac's new Black Wealth Toolkit. This is an amazing resource. I took the time to look through it and was really, really impressed as to how depth of information you can find on this page. There are materials for consumers, materials for loan originators, especially if you want to learn more about different communities, learn more about how to market to certain communities, and really make sure that you've got the resources to building that first-time home buyer pipeline out there. There are so many opportunities everywhere across the country, and this toolkit really, I think, can be picked up and used for any type of marketing. It's just amazing. So please take the time to go out and check out the information that Freddie Mac has put together, and you can find that on the LOL webpage.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Alice. That was a little short. I was waiting for some more for some reason. So it was a long pause. I was actually reading Les Parker responded. He goes, yeah, you get a transcript every week. And I go, oh, yes, I do. I need to read it. It was Father's Day. I didn't get a chance to read it, Les. I'm sorry. I did not get a chance. Normally I do. I listen to your segment beforehand. But anyway, there it is. There he's sending it over, and it's coming in. We'll publish that for you in there. So it is an REM hit, Reb hit. And so, again, not a fan of that particular group, I guess. So, Les, I apologize. It just shows how in you are and how I am not. Anyway, good job, Les Parker. Love that. Alice, thank you so much for submitting that segment. And one of the things I went, Taisha, I met Taisha at the housing, at the conference that's going on here in Austin, put on by Housing Wire. Clayton and the group at Housing Wire is putting on a really good conference again today, and it's going on this week, and it's called the Gathering of Eagles. I spoke at it last night, or excuse me, yesterday, just before lunch. And then afterwards, got a lot of people came up and talked to me about, the affiliate relationships and how we're doing. That's what the topic I was talking about in M&A. We got into M&A and talking about those types of things. It was really interesting to see the response. And there was attorneys there. There was guys that are really focusing on. Now, the conference, which is the Gathering Eagles, again, put on by Real Trends, which Housing Wire bought, and then Housing Wire itself, the two entities now owned by Clayton. And they bring together the real estate community, and who is there and who is there is really some the top leaders are in Austin right now at the Barton Creek Omni Hotel. And I'm going to be there this evening for the reception, but it was really fun to listen to them. One of those was Taisha, who has become a new friend of mine. Love Taisha and her energy. I was really working on home ownership and expanding home ownership and everything we can do to bring it into every community. Again, responsible homeownership. We do not want to go back and put people in homes. Well, we did that the one cycle here, the big failure created the housing crisis, when we try to put everybody where it's a right rather than a privilege. Housing is a privilege for those who prepare themselves for it. So anyway, good job, Allison, in your report. I could rant on that one a lot. And some of you are picking up, maybe I have a little bit of an attitude from towards Juneteenth. I know the principle behind it. I mean, I want to honor that 100%. Alan Pollock is dialed in here with us. Alan, good to have you with us with this week's weekly tech update. How you doing, Alan? Happy Father's Day. I hope you did.
I'm doing great.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. Yeah. Being a new grandpa, that's right.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, it is wonderful. Nothing like
so,
it.
My kids, they listen to me on the radio program, including my wife, and the dad jokes, you know, they're like, you need something new. So they got me a book of, like, the ultimate dad jokes of 2023. And there's too many to share in one sitting, but the quickest one I can, because I'm not good at remembering jokes. The quickest one is, so David, can I tell you a joke about pizza?
Sure.
Never mind. It's too cheesy.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
is it say bad in parentheses?
Yeah. Bad, no, there's some pretty good ones.
There's a pretty good one.
But
there.
That was the quickest one I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
There's not a whole ton going on. If you go to Google and you search for digital mortgage tech or digital news, or you put mortgage technology and you click on news, there's a lot about still everybody's adopting digital closings. There's articles that companies are sponsoring to be written in MP Mag or in National Mortgage News or Housing Wire, and everybody's really talking about the same thing, right? We're going to adopt AI. We're going to continue to fine-tune the process. But you said something interesting earlier, David, and I had a couple things, but I think this is a much more important topic. You said who can hold on the longest, right, when you're talking about the sentiment around some folks around the industry. Kind of interesting. I think we're finally at a place where originators and mortgage companies, and this is my opinion only, have decided that, hey, yeah, these are historically low rates, not compared to where they were a year ago or a year and a half ago, but historically they're low. And yes, we can help people. And yes, the market still, there's low inventory, but we can help. And I think people are starting to take that approach. And I feel like I'm hearing less doom and gloom, and I'm hearing more about people just capturing the opportunity and preparing. Everyone's talking about when the market comes back, right? That's like the second sentence that everyone talks about when you bring anything up is the market's coming back and we're getting ready. I'll pause there. I don't know if you're hearing the same, but I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot, and that's why I keep going back to the Stockdale syndrome, which I'm going where those, you know, Stockdale is the prisoner of war, Colonel Stockdale, I think it's Colonel. Stockdale shot down over Vietnam, was in a prison camp. And then when you set dates, it's going to come back by this point, or interest rates hit this level, it's going to come back. I mean, one of the things that what I loved about Julian Hebron and I, when we were presenting together, and the facts that Julian had brought up, was we still got a $5 trillion home sales that are going on. There's still some good activity going on. And it's actually where interest rates and activity as return activity is actually above what the trend lines, but we're at the average where interest rates have been over a, I think it was 30 or 40 year range. We're at the average. So everyone, why is everyone down in the dumps about this? Again, that's a game of mortgage lending is a sick game of 6 inches. What's going on between the ears of so many people out there. So,
I completely agree. And I think it's interesting since I've now exited Meridian Link, which was had acquired Open Close, and now I'm doing a number of different things with different people. I'll make some nice announcements soon. But I think it's interesting. I'm finding that a lot of people are investing in technology. A lot of tech vendors are hiring.
Yes.
There's been some shifting of the deck chairs. I'm finding that fractional opportunities are becoming a lot more popular.
You say fractional opportunities. Expand on that a little bit. When you say fractional, make sure our listeners understand what you mean by that.
Sure. So when I'm talking on the technology side, by the way, which I think, David, you and Mark can probably talk about the business and more strategy side. But on the tech strategy side, whether you're a lender or a digital tech vendor provider, what I mean by that is instead of being a consultant and saying, I'm just going to, you know, work 15 hours a week or 20 a week or as on demand as needed, and you pay for X amount of hours per month, a fractional employee is more about where you have a set fee schedule. So let's say it's X amount of dollars per month, or let's say it's, you know, $200,000 per year. Some weeks you may work 20 hours. Some weeks you may work 40 hours. The difference doesn't matter. You're providing your time and your thought leadership as a part-time or an almost full-time employee of that company. And so you don't get the benefits that a full-time employee gets. You're still considered a 1099. However, you're giving a little bit more of your personality and your thought leadership to the company. You act as if you're a full-time employee of the company. And on the technology side, it's very interesting because a lot of people, and now I'm going to talk about the lender side, are not sure still what to do with technology. They don't want to be a tech company. And the security and compliance of being a mortgage lender is completely different than the technology side of having software vendors that provide you all the touch points in order to originate and close a loan. And so there's a crossover, but your IT security is completely different. And I think people finally realize that they are different. And so who do you need on your staff? You can no longer take the guy that's helping fix Microsoft Word and Outlook emails and do those things and have him also work with the vendors to make sure that your data is coming across. You may have done that. So fractional opportunities give you the opportunity to actually have different people come in. They give you more commitment, a stronger commitment, but they're not consultants. There is a fine line between them, but I'll pause there, David. You may have an opinion as well, but that's where I see the fractional opportunity.
Yeah, David, let me chime in there if you don't mind. Alan, I think what you said is very profound, and let me kind of challenge everybody on the phone, and, you know, we challenge ourselves when we talk on the phones, but let me say this. You know, I'm stuck in this loan administration monitor, but I've done everything systems-wise you can do in the past, and too many times I see the system position reporting to a CFO. Haven't quite figured that out, why that relationship exists a lot of companies. But it bothers me. It really does. But at the same time, as I look at what you're talking about, I think the most important thing that you said there is the idea of giving that guidance in that fractional relationship. If a person maintains four or five fractional relationships, they encompass a view of looking at so many different things that can add value to every one of their customers. And it's not that they show a proprietary idea that they have, but they have that vision of seeing all these things that's done, and what's in their head and what they take from that information is their proprietary information, which they can share with any of their fractional companies. And I would love to see the fractional concept roll into other different things. I think you could have a fractional concept for a person who comes in and helps you manage portfolio acquisitions or portfolio sales. I think you could have a fractional concept coming in as somebody working on the REO function to come up with good ways to remarket and move REO faster. And so it's not just in systems, it's everywhere. We already found it's in accounting. David has a couple people on our team that do that for folks in accounting. So I think you've really nailed something there. And I think we're going to see more of that as people strive to make sense of this crazy work we're in. So I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, the other thing on what you said, and by the way, Mark, that you said everything that I was missing, so I appreciate you adding that. That was spot on. So
we're just brothers from another mother.
That's funny. So I'm just the shorter version. So, you know.
No, you're probably a thinner version.
I don't know. We'll see. But the other thing is when you work at a fractional basis with an entity that offers or someone that offers fractional but has a couple different people, you also can pay one salary or one amount, and you can interchange like a team of surgeons, different people. So maybe this month you need marketing. Next month you can switch over, but you don't have to engage with new people each time, meaning new contracts, agreements, consultants. You're working with one group, one entity. And I see the fractional opportunities there as well.
Yep. Agree.
That is an interesting discussion, though. I mean, we could spend a lot of time on that. We need to almost do a podcast on just the fractional component because you've both of you got me thinking about it. When you start thinking about what you gain when you have multiple members. Because when you're talking about fractional, I mean, you have multiple parties at the table complementing each other on a particular topic rather than getting in one train of thought. So
that's
very
right.
Interesting concept. Very interesting
it
concept.
Is.
All right, Alan, keep on going. We'll get back to that another time. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so the only other thing I wanted to mention is you said you made another comment today about analysis paralysis, or Mark, you did, and that is just so true. So I'm going to take the technology side on that and just remind everyone of two things. One is MVP, minimal viable product. And whether you're a lender or a tech vendor, it means the same thing. Because you get advantageous as a lender saying, I want it all, I want the best brand in the market, and I want to automate and do everything. The reality is nobody, the best lender in the world, can't do that all on day one. So you have to pick and choose your battles and figure out what is going to be your MVP, your minimal viable product. And you have, this is the number one thing, you have to accept uncertainty, right? No decision will ever guarantee the perfect outcome. So if you can figure that out, which isn't that difficult, you just have to understand that we're going to start in A and eventually we'll get to Z, but we're going to have to make a couple stops along the way. You'll find yourself successful with analysis paralysis.
Really good.
That's where I ended today, David.
That's really good. Really good. Well, I mean, you hit on some really good points and some themes I'm picking up. What's really interesting, what came up out of the Total Expert Conference, again, I'm still overwhelmed with the thought leadership that came out of the Total Expert Conference, is the importance of having a community around you, lenders, that are, and you say, well, I'm a loan officer, how can I have a community? Yes, you can. It's who are you talking to? If you're talking to people who see the glass half empty, I'm going to strongly challenge you to, why do you have that relationship? There's some, what's the saying, Mark, when your net worth is equal to the sum total of your five closest friends or something like that? I mean, I think it's a fascinating thing, but who we think and who we talk to or who we have, the conversations we have going on in our head. You know how we say, well, I thought of you today because I was thinking this thought and that thought came to me in your voice, Alan, or Mark, I had this thought and it came to me, and which means I'm recalling something most likely that you said, Mark. So what are you letting go on in your head, listeners? It's so important in this day and age that you have people. That's what we try to bring with you to this. I got a lot of energy. I love bringing energy wherever I go. I'm an upbeat guy. Are you hanging around people that are dour? Man, turn it off. Get with people who are thinking and are contemplating and looking where the market is going. We are shifting. What came out of the Total Expert Conference was, for example, one of the most interesting things is how well Consumer Direct is going on for those that are learning the importance of data mining. The 1003 application, something I said at the conference, is one of the most valuable data sources we have. We take a 1003 on everybody. We know the age of their kids, which means we should be able to predict when they're graduating from high school, going on to college, blah, 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 going on and on and on. It is really a rich database that we should be mining for years to come. And if we do it right, you do not have to worry about where the next loan's coming from. So I am starting to talk, realizing what should be on everyone's employee roster is someone who loves data mining. Mark, were you starting to say something there? Interjecting.
Yeah, I think your point's well taken, David. I was just going to ask, you know, I'm a true believer that the ultimate successful leader is the one who can look at an obstacle or a problem and create an opportunity out of it. Not everybody can do that. But if they do that, they're going to focus on the exact same things that you just went over and Alan just went over. And they're not going to get hung up on the small thing that takes all their attention. They're going to look at the big picture and address it holistically. And that's what I think we're missing in our industry today, the people that can do that. And going back to your part about the fractional people, I want you to think about this. If we have a mortgage company and we're doing $1 billion worth of loans a year, okay, and we decide we're going to put new systems in our origination, we're going to maximize our originate function, we have the best of the best, are you better handling that internally? Are you better bringing some fractional people in that have been on every major origination system out there to guide you and counsel you and help you understand all the pluses and minuses of those systems to help you make that decision? That's a pure sale right there for a fractional person right there in my mind, or fractional people that can bring you that expertise.
Well, what's going on at leading companies that we have as sponsors, every one of them are looking outside for the, where are things going? It's a fractional way of looking at it. And, you know, it's an interesting term because, you know, you can have someone closer if you have a fractional CFO, fractional head of technology. I mean, you can have all this. It is means to say you have a broader influence in on what's going on. Total Expert is doing that. They've reached out to ChatGPT, OpenAI, who they're bringing in, how they're going about it. And the other thing is when you have someone, I'm thinking one particular position that they have, and we're going to have this individual. They had a previous individual that worked there who was responsible for integrations. And they brought in another person. And what happened as a result of that is integration just started happening. He didn't come up with excuses as to why this couldn't get done or how it needed to go through a committee. It just started happening. You need to surround yourself with people that just make things happen. And sometimes it comes as a result of having multiple streams of influence through a fractional program. Man, you got me on a soapbox here, guys. This is good stuff. Appreciate it. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate you being here. You want to email Alan to get more information? Alan@ALLEN@TMS-advisors.com. Alan and Mark, thanks for being here on the podcast on this Juneteenth.
Likewise.
Appreciated having you here. I expected kind of a joke on the Juneteenth thing, Alan. That's why. But having coming off of Father's Day and being given a book on that, I think you honored your kids by covering one of those podcasts. So good job.
100%.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Alan, Mark. Appreciate it. Listeners, have a great rest of your week. Looking forward to having you back here next week. We'll be talking more about what we see as some of the trends going on. I'm going to be at the conference reporting. I'm at the Gathering of the Eagles conference. It is, again, thought leaders. It's going on in the real estate side of it. A lot of some of the top real estate brokers are here, and I'm getting a chance to talk and interact with them. Very exciting stuff. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week. And remember, the biggest part of this game is the 6 inches between your ears. That's what's going to make the difference of success or failure. Have a great one, everyone. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks.